こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、米上院情報特別委員会は CIA が 9.11 以降のブッシュ前政権下でテロなどの容疑者に拷問を与えていた問題について調査報告書を公開しました。報告書は強化尋問という名で拷問が行われ、さらに拷問で得られた情報は大抵作り話か、すでに CIA が分かっていたことばかりで、拷問による尋問自体に効果がなかったことも指摘しています。CIA は拘束した人たちを最長180時間も立たせたままにしたり、小さな箱に何十時間も閉じ込めたり、1週間近くにわたる睡眠妨害や水攻め、家族の殺害や性的暴行を匂わせる脅迫を行ったりしていました。その結果、大半が精神障害を患ったり、中には死亡する人もいました。これまで CIA は拷問によって得た情報でオサマ・ビンラディンを捕まえることに成功したとして拷問の正当性を主張してきましたが、実際はそれも虚偽であったことや、収容所に収容された人の中には全く無実の人々もいたこと、さらに世間の批判を避けるためにメディアに出る情報をコントロールしていたことなども分かっています。
The Senate has released a report investigating the CIA and its interrogation practices during the Bush administration. According to the report, the brutal interrogation techniques used by the CIA following the 9/11 attacks were not effective. Techniques utilized by the CIA include forcing subjects to stand for 180 hours, forcing them into a small box for days, forcing them to stay awake for a week, waterboarding, threats involving their family, sexual threats, and so on.As a result of this, many subjects suffered traumatic stress disorders and even died. Previously, the CIA had falsely claimed that the interrogation techniques contributed to the retrieval of information leading to the capture of Osama bin Laden in an effort to garner support for the techniques. Criticism of the CIA has gained momentum recently, leading to government attempts to control the media.
なんかさ、効果があったとしても微妙なのに、効果ないとかマジ何だったのじゃあってなるよね。
Well, there have been some counter arguments to the claim that they were not effective.
Okay.
But I mean, this just came out, so I mean, Dick Cheney is coming out saying like this CIA interrogation report is full of crap.
Of course he says that.
That's what he said in quotes, full of crap. That's exactly what he'd say.
結構やっぱり映画とかドラマとか24とか見ると特にもうなんか何でもありみたいな、もうテロと戦うっていう名目があればもう足打ってもいい、殺してもいいし、もう頭を机に叩きつけるとか、もう何でもいいじゃん。
Yeah.
何でもいいし、それを責められることもないみたいな。でそういうやっぱりで一般の人もなんか、まあ、これよくねこのレポートの前からアメリカで記事になってたけど、その一般の人の拷問に対するあの許容が結構広がってる、やっぱりその映画とかテレビの影響で、うん、まあ悪い人ならしょうがないとか、悪い人捕まえるためならまあいいんじゃないみたいな感じになってきちゃってるけど、実際に起きてるところを見てないからね、そうやって言える人もいるんだろうけど。
They're saying some of the people involved that were watching the interrogation, these interrogations would break down, crying, like on the U.S. side, like not other prisoners watching, but people involved in actually doing the interrogation.
でもさ、それ拷問されてる人からしたら、お前が泣いてんじゃねえよってなるだろうね。こっちが泣きたいわみたいな。でも確かにそのね、そこで働いてる人の中にもさ、両親がある人はいただろうからさ、見たくもないよね。見たくもないし、自分が、ま、働いてる場所でそんなことが起きてるっていうのはもう最悪というか。
They threaten these guys with like a gun while they're blindfolded and put like a power drill.
Okay.
Like, you know, the power drill sound, like threaten them with the power drill noises. They put up photos of their family while they're being tortured.
Oh god.
There's rectal hydration. The tiny box thing is interesting.
Yeah, I read about
it. It's pretty tiny.
なんかコフィンって呼んでたって言ってたね。コフィンって。
Except it's not big enough that you can lie down in. A coffin would be way more comfortable.
True.
I'd way rather be in a coffin.
ね、そこに何十時間も閉じ込めたり、まあ基本的になんか鎖につなぐみたいのはもうデフォルトというかみんなにやってたみたいだよね。でこう変な不自然な体勢にしてもう全然寝れないようにしたりとか、とにかくこうもう全身が痛いみたいな状態で、なんかこのレポート見てると、あのその CIA で拷問してた側の人たちもいろいろなんか悪いレコードがあったりして、そのアンガーマネジメントだったり、セクシュアルアソルトとか、なんかもうどっちが悪い人か分かんないみたいな。
Well, they've admitted to sexual assault during the interrogations.
Right, right.
That's one of their techniques.
うん。ね、で、なんか、その、水攻めしてるところの動画が本当はあったんだけど、それもなんか、もみ消されてなくなってたりとか、まあ、いろいろ、なんか、スケッチーな。
There was a rapper that, volunteered to undergo the waterboarding.
What?
I think it was waterboarding. Just as like to like show people what it is. I think it was like Mos Def or something.
Okay.
But he like gave up right away.
無理だよ。
It was like 10 seconds or something. He like gave up. Because when they do this waterboarding, it's like drowning. It's like drowning. And it's really uncomfortable. And they'll do it like over 100 times in a row. So it's like you almost drown over 100 times in a row. Do you think that there are circumstances that would justify these interrogation techniques?
Honestly, I doubt it.
You don't think so?
まあだから、まあ難しいよね。まあだからその時によっては本当にもしかして何その人から情報を得ないと、例えば何千人とか何百人とかが死んじゃうから、なんか爆弾のありかを聞かないといけないとか、次のターゲットがどこなのか聞かなきゃいけないとかあるのかもしれないけど、
Well, I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure that happens all the time, actually.
でもそのそれをどうやって誰が決めるかだよね。これはじゃあ拷問してもいいケースなのか、しちゃいけないケースなのか。
Well,
それがこういうふうにやっぱりこっそり行われて、しかもそのやってる側の人にもいろいろ問題があるとかになってくると、もうだってやりたい放題じゃん、そんなの個人の裁量で。それはさすがにどう考えても。
But let's say you don't get the information.And as a result, hundreds of people are killed or dozens of people are killed. Because people are dying. People are being killed all the time. People are being killed by terrorists. Terrorists are killing people. The U.S. military is killing people. See, where I think it's kind of weird is, okay, we can have drones kind of indiscriminately mow people down, blow people up with Hellfire missiles, but we can't torture someone.We can't torture a person who A, probably has important information, but maybe we're not 100% sure all the time, and B is an enemy, is a terrorist, is a criminal, whereas the people that are being attacked by drones, we're not even sure that they're terrorists.
Right.
That's worse. That's way worse. It's way worse to kill someone who is potentially a civilianthan to torture someone who's definitely a terrorist, right?
まあその definitely っていうのもどう、だってこれだってさ、その全然関係ない人も何十人とか入れられて拷問されてたっていうことが分かりましたっていう報告書なわけだから。
But tens of thousands of people that had nothing to do with the conflict have been killed by drones.
Yeah, you can't really compare that, you know.
Well, you can. They're both moral issues. We're talking about decisions involving moral issues and military, and the two are connected.
まあ、自分がアメリカ人だとしたらね、今ドローンアタックとかすごいしてるわけだから、それもダメじゃないかっていうのはそうなんだけど、まずこの拷問の話にフォーカスすると、you know, it's two separate issues.
It's not separate. If you separate it, then you're taking it out of context, and then you can't appreciate what the stakes are.
I think the first question is like, 拷問 以外に効果的な方法が本当にないのかどうかっていうことじゃない？まずは。
なんか Well, of course.
なんか全部試してこれしかないんだったら、これしかない上にこの人から情報を得ないともう何百人が死ぬって完全に分かってる場合。
Well, they can't see that.
しかやっちゃいけないと思う。
It won't work that way because the problem is that when they need information quickly, they don't have time to take this terrorist and put him on trial and make sure that, you know, you don't know what the information is even going to be in some
cases. It doesn't have to be trials, but like, I don't know, なんかメンタリストとかいるじゃん、なんかいろいろ。
メンタリスト。
Yeah, it's legit. You know, they look at the muscle movements and whatever.
No, it's not legit.
Like, have they really tried anything else when these people, these committee people, are saying that it wasn't effective, or as effective as CIA was claiming? So, you know, なんかその安易に飛びついてじゃあ拷問ってなってるんだとしたら、もうそれは本当にすぐやめないといけないじゃん。あとだからそのよくマイケルと二人で話してるけど、あのいかにこうハリウッド映画とかあの、うん、テレビ番組とかがこう正義のためなら何してもいいみたいな、とか主人公なら何してもいいみたいな、
yeah.
あの全然殺してもいいし車爆破させてもいいしみたいな、そういうでそれをみんなが、ね、喜んでみるっていうこのなんか図自体がやっぱりちょっとおかしいよね。
There's another war movie coming out soon. What was it called?
Fury?
It's like the American
Brad Pitt movie.
American Sniper, I think it's called.
Yeah, it's Brad Pitt, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
American Sniper?
Is it? I don't know if it was about Sniper. I think it was like, なんかあのアメリカ軍の兵士何人かが they get stranded in like a war field and、
hmm.
you know, they have to do something about it みたいな。
Well, there's probably more than one. There's probably more than one coming out. But yeah, these movies are definitely serve as some form of propaganda.
So,
and they always choose the most justified, the best case scenario for torture. You know, it's so, not like you don't have war movies where they torture this guy and it's like, oh, that wasn't the dude. Like,
yeah.
That didn't happen. It's like.
とかなんか even if it wasn't the dude, なんかまあいいかみたいな感じに持っていくじゃん。話的に全部とかもう忘れてなかったことにするとか、ジャック・バウアーとかいつもそうじゃん。It's like, ah, like did I shoot this guy? まあいいやみたいな。なんかそういう。
But I think those sort of impossible circumstances exist, where it's like, well, we don't want to torture this guy, but unless we have this information, then these people are in danger, so we're going to torture the guy. Do you know what I mean? It's like, neither, you don't have a good option, I feel like.
Mm.
And this is a huge issue in the U.S., in Western media right now, this whole thing. I feel like there should be more attention on the drone strikes and the civilian casualties.
And
I think that's morally, that's a much greater problem than terrorists being interrogated.
Mm.
I mean, what does the word terrorist really mean? I guess people who are...
Or suspects, I mean.
Well, yeah. Well, it's suspected that they have the information you want.
Yeah.
I guess.
うん、だからそのやっぱり分からない、何が起きてるか国民も分からないし、ホワイトハウスもどこまで分かってるか分からない、分かってたのかもしれないし知らなかったで嘘ついてるかもしれないとか、あとその実際に収容してた人が低体温症で死亡してしまったのにこう揉み消してやっちゃった人が何も、ね、罪を償うことなく普通にしてるとか、うん、そういうなんていうのだから透明性が全くないこと、 you know、 それをもうだからこうやって今ね報告書が公表されたからよかったものの。
What are some examples of the government attempting to control the media?
Well, like, なんかなんて書いてたんだっけな。
I mean, I know Fox is
まあ、FOX はいつも通常運転365日だけど、あの、まあ、だから多分メディアに出す情報をコントロールするってことだと思うよ。こっちを出さずにこっちを出すとか、タイミングを測るとかさ、こっち今出したら大変なことになるから今違う大きいニュースの時にこれ出しちゃおうとか、そういうこと。だからそれでまあ世間の目を欺くようなことをして、まあ、国民がまあちょっとぐらいきつい尋問してもいっかみたいな、であんまりこうちゃんと、ね、コントロールできてるのかどうかをクエスチョンしないような状況に持っていくっていう。
Don't you think that there are situations where torture or even these sort of advanced torture techniques are justified? What about like Saddam Hussein? Saddam Hussein is a piece of shit, right? I mean, he's dead now, isn't he?Yeah, he's dead now.
Allegedly, but, yeah.
But well, Saddam Hussein, you know, they capture that guy, and let's say there's like more of his minions running around, like you, and he doesn't want to give up the information. It's like, well, no, yeah, that's not.
わかるんだけど、いや、わかるよ、もちろん。でも、そもそもなんでこういうことになってるのか？どうしてこんなにもアメリカが標的になって。どうしてビンラディンみたいな人とかが、ね、あのサダム・セイみたいなことになってるのかっていうのを考えると、さっきマイケルが言った今ドローンアタックしてるわけじゃん、
yeah.
それがだから理由じゃん、まさに、
yeah. Yeah.
だからそれをやっぱりみんな気づかないといけないというか、そのじゃあ悪い人がいるから、ね、どうしても拷問とかして、まあ、分かるよ、じゃあはい分かりますけども、根本の原因を考えなよっていう話だよね。
Yeah, but if you want to go there, I mean, you gotta go. Okay, so you go to the drone attacks and how they're killing the, you know, people just in the periphery of targets, and that's creating more people that are against the United States. Yeah, yeah. But why are there drone attacks? You can go back and back and go back for decades. You know, there's always a reason why something.You know,
yeah,
for each thing, there's so many levels to it.
Yeah, but I feel like people should be looking into that more before they say, ah, もう拷問しても仕方ない, you know. 例えばその、あの、ミシェル・オバマがさ、あの、アフリカの、あの、行方不明になった女子大生を返せみたいなキャンペーン始めた時に、あの、ドローンアタックを先にやめろみたいな、なんか逆に炎上したじゃん。だからそういう、やっぱりこう、国民の中にもそういうのはいけないって思いつつも、仕方なく税金を払ってアメリカに暮らしている人もいるわけじゃん、
うん、
だから そこをなんかもうちょっと政府が見てほしいよね。まあね、どこの国もさ、変なことしてるわけじゃん、政府がな、ね、いろいろさ。だからアメリカのこれはこれっていうだけで、別にアメリカだけが悪いって言ってるわけじゃないんだけど、なんかね、根本のところがいつまでも解決されないまま同じことの繰り返しじゃん。だから、
yeah.
なんか何にも変わらない。
But let's say let's say we ban these interrogation techniques and we say we're not going to do it anymore. What is the immediate effect of something like that?
そうだから、それも分かんないじゃん。
I mean, if like the report suggests.These brutal interrogation techniques are not effective, then obviously that's what we should do, if that's true. If they're not effective, then why would we continue doing them?
まあだからこれが、このレポートが出たわけだから、例えば CIA 的には本当にこれが効果的だって思ってるんであれば、その証拠というかデータみたいなものをちゃんと出さないといけないじゃん。それもなしに、
well, that'd be classified as shit.
でしょ？だからそういうのも出せないで、いや意味あります意味ありますって言ったって、でこんなこっそり行って、人数もよく分かんない、うん、結局どれぐらいの人を拘束して、どれぐらいの人が拷問されて、どれぐらいの人がじゃあ精神疾患になっちゃってるのかとか、
well,
何にも分かんないじゃん。
The problem is there's so much secrecy. There's so much secrecy about、
yeah.
what they're doing that it's difficult for the public to really assess、
うん、
what we do know about what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's also impossible for them to explain or justify what、うん、they're doing withoutrevealing stuff that they don't、yeah. want to reveal to us. So there's, it's just like we get something, you know, that's inherently out of context, and then like what are we supposed to do with this?
だからその、まあ、日本もさ秘密保護法案通ってしまったけれども、要はそのどこまでじゃあ国家の安全に関わることだから国民には言えませんっていうのもどこまで本当か分からないじゃん。自分のことを守るために隠してるのか、
うん、じゃないのかっていうの。It's gonna cause similar problems.
そうね、そうだから日本も同じようなことになる可能性もある。その
It's crazy. It should have been like things should have changed for whistleblowers. Whistleblowers.
ね、本当だよ。
After the whole Snowden thing, I mean, how relieved are we that we found out about that stuff?
本当だよ。
That was huge.
様々だよ。
And then right after that, it's like, all right, since the Snowden thing.You know, what we need to do is increase secrecy.、
うん、
increase fines for whistleblowers.、
うん、そう、真逆だからね。
It's ridiculous.
そう。まあ、でも一応なんかちょっと希望があると思ったのは、あの、ミレニアル世代、だからまあ、20代、まあ10代後半から30代前半までの若い世代に、うん、アメリカのね、に聞くと、そのやっぱり拷問とかは良くないみたいな、まあだから政府と逆の考えの方が増えてる、増えてるというか、まあ確実に大半っていうのは、まあちょっと救いがあるっていうか。
Well, I don't, I'm not a fan of interrogation either, but I think, the first thing that needs to be done is we need more information before any sort of like legislative change on what's permitted.
まあね、
you know,、
うん、
there's just not enough information.、
うん、okay, 次。オックスフォード辞書に新たに1000ワードが追加されたので、いくつか紹介します。5-second rule、あの5秒ルール。日本だと3秒ルールかな、多分。hot、hot は H-A-W-T。あと大文字で I-D-C、I don't care の略。あと LOL cat、man crush、Obamacare、duck face など。
The Oxford Dictionary has added over 1,000 new words to its dictionary, including 5-second rule、hot、IDC、lol cat、man crush、Obamacare、and duck face。
そう、このさ3秒ルールみたいなのがさ、やっぱ国を超えて存在することが面白いよね。
What's 5-second rule? I thought it was 10-second rule.
え、あの、あれだよね、食べ物とかを床に落としちゃったとき3秒以内とか5秒以内なら食べても大丈夫ってやつ。
I remember it being 10 second rule.
長いね、マイケル。緩いね。
確かに長いね。 10 seconds is a while. It's like, why is it taking you so long to even pick it up?
そうだよ。3秒ルールってだと思ってたけど、私は 1-2-3 だったらまだいけるみたいな。
I wonder why it's so fast.
あとこの HAWT の
間に合わない。
この HAWT の HOT はね、あの HOT の HOT と意味は同じなんだけど、なんかふざけた文脈でしか見ないけどね。
Yeah.
Channing Tatum's HOT みたいな時。あと Duck Face っていうのも面白いと思ったんだけどさ、日本語でもアヒル口、まあアヒル顔だけど英語だと。日本語でもアヒル口って言うんだよ、この顔のことを。
It's different though.
Why?
The duck face is a different duck face.
あ、そっか、口を突き出してるからか。
The American duck face and the Japanese duck face are completely different ducks. Different.
いや、日本はあれだもんね、この上唇に重点が置かれてるもんね。
The Japanese duck face is wider, more open.
Open?
It's more open.
How is it open?
You know, they're always doing this like...
Ah, ちょっと口開ける。
Yeah,、うん、there's like a perfect amount.
そうだね。アメリカのは本当、上下の唇を、これなんて言えばいいな。上下の口にこうグッと力を入れて、唇を突き出すみたいな。でもひょっとこみたいにうってするわけじゃないんだよね。
Wait, I can't see. Show me.
My duck face?
Not the Japanese one.
A Japanese one はこうでしょ。ちょっと待って。え、マイケルできる？
次。
日本の。あの、man crush とかもね、面白いよね。
No, I'm just kidding.
Man crush ある誰かに。
Man crush?
そう、man crush っていうのは、あの、crush って普通はこう、ね、恋してるとか憧れてる相手のことで、
ま
あ、大体 そう、大体こう性的な意味、まあ、性的というかね、男の子が女の子にクラッシュあるとか、女が男にクラッシュとかなんだけど、メンクラッシュというのはそういう性的な意味なくて、こうただ、ね、男性か男性が見て、あの人すごいなとかイケてるなみたいな、こう性的な意味じゃない憧れみたいな、
yeah. Probably Elon Musk。
あ、そうだね、いや、Probably じゃないじゃん。Totally Totally そうだね。でも面白いよね、線は。毎年どんどん新しい言葉が追加されるけどさ、
these are really、just looking at this list, it kind of solidifies this new generation for me、
うん、
like the internet generation is like here now、
そうだね、
like we're running shit now、
うん、
you're gonna put our shit in the Oxford dictionary、
yeah.
yeah.
そう、あの、だってさ、
it's kinda cool。
だってそのダックフェイスとかもね、あの、これはソーシャルメディア上に写真をたくさん載せるからこういう流行り言葉ができたりとか、あの IDC とかもね、 I don't care、 これも書かないと別にね、会話の中で使うものじゃないし、 Hot とかもだから面白いよね、うん、本当にまさにネットのみんなの活動からできた言葉が多いっていうのは。
I've been thinking about this idea of this new generation、
mm.
and thinking about it as like a movement. Don't you feel like there's some sort of a movement with like young people now? Like they're kids that are like 20 years old right now、
mm.
are so different from people so that are 35.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Yeah.
That, you know, 10 to 15 year gap has been huge because、mm. we're talking about kids that are growing up with digital.
Yeah.
And we kind of grew up in between.
そうだね。
So we're not like the pure digitalist.
そうね。
You know, だから、まあ、super child.
あれだよね、デジタルネイティブっていう言葉あるもんね。
Yeah.
その生まれた時からもうデジタルに囲まれていて、特にそのアレルギーみたいな、あ、もう分かんないみたいなのが全然ないし、mm. あの、効率的なんであればどんどん新しいものを取り入れようっていう、まあ全然違うよね。で、日本だとちょっとね、あの、人口の何、半分以上が50歳以上とか、うん、だからちょっとあんまりその動きが見えにくいんだけど、アメリカだといつも言っていいけど、そのミレニアル世代っていうのが人口の3分の1を占めているわけだから、
It's really strong.
動きが、うん、すごい見やすいよね。で、政治とかももちろんそれに影響されるわけで、若い人たちについていかないとっていう、大人が逆にあのテクノロジーに頑張ってついていくっていう。
I think things are going to be dramatically different in 10 or 15 years.
全然違うでしょうね。
Dramatically different.
言葉もね、通じないもんね。
And you know, it was always like the internet and the internet memes and internet culture、
うん、
internet lingo、
うん、
was all somewhat limited to the internet、
ね、
and if you try to bring it into real life、
ちょっとダサいもんね。
like, yeah, come on.
そうだね、今もうね。
But now with these new kids、
yeah.
and I'm talking about people that aren't much younger or yeah, they're not that much younger than us. I'm not talking、mm. about like 15 year olds and stuff.
Like right, right,
people
right.
that are like 20、
mm.
they don't think that way. They don't think about it as being that separate.
Right.
You know, the internet、ね、is kind of integrated into their life、
うん、
more seamlessly than it's ever been before.
そうね。
So the language is mixed up. The、yeah. references are mixed up. The culture is mixed up.、
うん、
it's like they have this online, like, weird network.、
うん、
they're so well connected with all the information.、
うん、
For us, it was like at some point in our life, we were like, oh, we can Google stuff now.
そうね。
Oh, now there's like a lot of shit on Google.、
うん、
and now it's like, okay, now everything's on Google.
そうね。あの、だから海外のメディアとかね、見ようと思ったらもう無理だったわけじゃん。うちらがちっちゃい時は。うん、でも今小学生でも例えばロシアのメディアが何て言ってるかとか、
yeah.
見ようと思えば見れるわけで。まあ全然違うよね。あとその、ソーシャルメディアあるからいろんな人とも話せるし、こう政治のこととかもね、他の国のことを何でも知ろうと思えばまあまあわかるっていう、情報の量が全然違うもんね。
うん。
So, duck face も。 あとまあだからいろんな声がユニバーサルだよね。その一個の国とか一個の地域だけで流行るっていうよりかも、もうバーッと世代で横並びになってるっていうかさ、国で縦割りになってないっていうか。
It's getting there。
ね、ミームとかもね、全然。だからこの LOL Cat とかもさ、あのミームだけど、これも別に国関係ないじゃん。猫好きだしみんなみたいな。なんか面白いよね。
Yeah, everyone on the internet agrees that cats are awesome。
ね、好きだよね、インターネットって猫が。なんでいつからだろうね。なんか犬でもなくウサギとかでもなく猫だよね、常に。
Yeah.
どのサイト行ってもどの国でも。
It's mostly just cats and porn。
そうだね、ね、そうだね。確かにね。でもだから若い人にはいいことだよね。そういう国の垣根がなくて、なんかこれはうちの国のジョークみたいなさ、なんていうのとかじゃ、とかこれはうちの何関西のものとか関東のものとか、yeah. もう簡単に飛び越えてあのいるっていうのは面白いよね。
Isn't it kind of weird how we got to experience the beginning of the internet?
Yeah. もうだって、
you know, that will never,
遠い昔っていうか、
that will never happen again.
Yeah.
That will never happen again. Every generation from now on is getting some like middle chunk of the internet. We're the only ones that saw the world go from no internet
to
full on internet to whatever internet, you know, is like 5 years from now.
Yeah.
Our age is like was like perfect for witnessing that transformation.
その意味では日本であの86世代っていう言葉があって、まさに1986年、だから私の年よね、今28歳のこの86世代っていうのがなんかすごい活躍してる人が多かったりとか、あの、まあ、新しいアイデアがあったりとか、それも結構関係あるよね。そのだから私の年だとまさに小学校ぐらいの時に家にコンピューターがあって、でもなんかちょっとしたゲームとかするだけだし、あの、ね、ネットつなぐのにも時間かかってさ、ピッポパッポパーみたいなヒューってすごい音して、
yeah. You can't touch the phone.
そう、待たなきゃいけないし、しかも終わったらちゃんとネット回線を切らないと永久に電話代がかかるみたいな。
But what's weirder to me than all that is the way thatNew people are going to come online, but this is like already. This has always been here. The internet has always been here.
しかも今の赤ちゃんなんて、赤ちゃんの Facebook のページを親が作ってたりするから、もう生まれて数日したら Facebook 持ってるみたいな、
yeah.
赤ちゃんもいるわけじゃん。
Yeah.
だから、
I bet there are people making Facebooks for their babies before they're even born.
でしょ。だからもうその、あ、Facebook 作ろうかな、作るのやめようかなとかの選択肢すらもなく、もう気づいたら、あ、Facebook あるよみたいな。全然違うよね。だから本当に本当に違う。
And the weird, another weird thing is by the time that they're our age, like what is the internet going to be?
Yeah.
ね、no idea.
ね、まあ、だから面白いけど、だから次の話もちょっとつながっていいけど、Facebook が人工知能ソフトを開発しています。このソフトはユーザーが Facebook に投稿する際にその内容が適切かどうかを分析し、ユーザーにアドバイスします。例えば投稿内容にユーザーが後に恥をかきそうなものがあったり、違法なものがあった場合、投稿しない方がいいと警告を出します。将来的には自分の写真が勝手に誰かに投稿された場合に、写真の内容も分析した上でこの人工知能が即座に教えてくれ、さらに対処も任せられることを目指しています。
Facebook is releasing new AI software that will give users advice on their posting. For example, if a user is about to post something that may be embarrassing or lead to self-incrimination in the future, the Facebook AI may suggest not submitting the post.In the short term, the AI is expected to be able to identify when others submit photos of you. Yan Lee Kun, head of FAIR, Facebook's AI division, explains the AI as follows. Imagine that you had an intelligent digital assistant which would mediate your interaction with your friends and also with content on Facebook. You need a machine to really understand content and understand people and be able to hold all that data.
だからさっきの話の続きで言うと、まさにこの新しい世代にしかない問題、この恥ずかしいものだったり後で後悔しそうなものをネットに、まあ、軽々と上げてしまう、でそのコンセクエンスが分かってないっていうのは、だからうちらが子供の時なんてなかったからさ、だってみんなさアホじゃん、そんな13歳14歳とかティーネイジャーなんてみんなアホだけど、うちらみたいな、まあちょっとそんなと何ソーシャルメディアとかなかったみたいな人はさ、自分たちの友達の中でただの武勇団として残っただけなのが、今ねもう一生残っちゃう。だから、うん、特に日本だとね、そのなんかこう違法な、あの未成年でお酒飲んでたりタバコしてたりとかするとなんか特定されて逮捕されるようにみんなに仕向けられたりとかするから、まあ、ただこれはこれで怖いけどね、この人工知能、 Facebook に人工知能ついてるっていうのは、ね、
This is, yeah, I don't like this at all.
あまりにも情報があるからね、 Facebook
は。 This is like, who's posting? Posting dumb shit is like the whole point.
Yeah.
If I can't post, if I try to post something that's stupid and the Facebook AI says don't post this, it's stupid. Facebook is just, the Facebook AI is just dissing me.
そうね、ポストするもんなくなっちゃうよね。 If you're always posting stupid shit, it's like,これもダメ、これもダメ、あれもダメみたいな。じゃあ何やればいいの？
Yeah, I don't know.
まあ、まあね。
Do we really need artificial intelligence to regulate the content that people produce? It's like the content is already watered down and filled with ads now. Now we have ad-filled bullshit Facebook pages that are just filled with posts that were okayed by a computer.
だからそこまでアホだと思ってるんでしょうね。それかもそこまで本当にアホかどっちかだけど。
Well, how does this work? What's the algorithm? I guess they see what kind of posts get the most likes, and if your post kind of falls into a category of not getting that many likes, then the AI will suggest. That's what it's got to be, right? That's how they measure the popularity of content is the likeage.
Yeah, but in this case, popularity っていうか、だからそういうなんかこうお尻出てる写真とかさ、なんかそういうことでしょ。あとなんかだからそれこそ未成年で飲酒してる写真とかだとやめた方がいいよって言ってくるみたいな。
But it they're saying that it's going to make suggestions for things that are just not.Cool, too, right?
Really? They do that? That's kind of too much, if that's true.
Yeah, well, that's what they're suggesting.
まあでも警告を出すっていうだけだから別にポストできなくなるっていうわけじゃないんだよね。You still could, right? You can ignore this AI.
Yeah, but
essentially,
this is just like some beta version of.What's some form of subtle mind control / censorship, right?
でもさ、やっぱこれだけ違法なものをことをしてるっていうのをソーシャルメディアに自ら告白する人がそんなにだからいるんだよね、大量に。それもすごいけどね、なんか。
Yeah, Trayvon is a good example of that. Because Trayvon Martin was posting all this stuff on Facebook about like selling drugs.
Okay.
And buying Skittles and stuff.
あの、日本の方が結構みんな厳しい気はするけどね。そういうなんか何アイスのケースに入ったりとかさ、なんかエスカレーターで遊んだりとかしてる写真とか動画とか上げたらめちゃくちゃ怒られる、めちゃくちゃ叩かれて、なんか学校とかにも連絡されてとか。それはそれでなんか暇だなと思うよね。It's like, really? なんかそこまで気になる？不思議。
Yeah, I don't know.
でもネットそういうのあるよね。なんか人のすごい優しい面とかを見るときもあるし、YouTube のコメントみたいにもうめっちゃくちゃになってるみたいな。相手の年齢もわかんないからね。 だからそれを最近ね思うようにしてる。相手の年齢もわからないからすごいこと言ってる人でもすごいなんかディスティングなこととかディスリスペクトフルなこととか偉そうに言ってても小学生とかかもしれないわけじゃん。 You know?
Yeah, but that doesn't really matter. I mean, it's you know, what's
それをみんな忘れてるからすごい喧嘩になったりするわけじゃん。
What's the merit of the content? I mean, maybe this kid is like 14, but maybe he's completely right.
Well, when he's right, it's okay, but I'm just talking about like how people diss each other and it turns into this like huge fight with swear words and it's so ugly. But, you know, それが60歳対13歳とかかもしれないわけで、そう考えるとなんかバカおかしいけど。
That's one of the good things about the internet though. It's that there's no age and there's no, because when you're anonymous, it's like an even playing field. You don't know who you're dealing with exactly. You can't be like, oh, you're ugly or you're, you know, all these other things. Because most people on the internet, it's someone that's anonymous talking to someone that's anonymous. I mean, that's not really the case with Facebook, but...
Or YouTube, you know, it's like anonymous YouTube, people attacking people with faces and...
But you get
you know,
real
gender.
Opinions. You get real opinions. That never happens. When has that ever happened in human history?
I don't know if it's actually real opinion. なんかどこまで本当に思って言ってんのか。だってトロールとかもいるし、なんか。
Yeah, but trolls too. But that's what. But a troll, trolling, his trolling, like what he says when he's trolling is what he wants to say.
Yeah.
That's his real opinion. His real opinion is that he should troll you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but
right?
whatever he's saying is not really valid because he's
just
saying that to upset you, right? So
you can't take the what's actually being said literally, but what
so,
but when a troll is trolling, that's how he honestly feels.
So,
で
も、
right?
それをだからやっぱり若い、まあ、ティーンエイジャーなり、まあ、年齢関係ないけどよく考えると、まあ、どこまでみんなが分かってるかっていう。だからその無駄に傷ついたりとかサイバーボーリングとかもそうだし、だからそれはそれでねなんか実際対面とではないような問題っていうのもあるよね。
サイバーボーリング always cracks me up.
It's like it's a serious problem though.
Who was it? There was this rapper who like made this comment about cyber bullying.
Okay.
And he was like, damn it, I can't remember what he said, but he was like cyberbullying, just walk away from the computer, like.
まあね、それはそうなんだけどさ。でも、
like, what are you talking about?
いやでもほらほらほらなんか日本だと例えばその LINE でいじめられてるとかだと、なんかそこに参加してないだけでもう学校でも喋ってくれないとか、何リアル世界と連動しちゃってるから、ただ単にそのじゃあ見なきゃいいじゃんっていうだけでは済まないんだよね。You know, あるよね。
Yeah,
you know,
but
so it's like, oh, I'm gonna turn off my phone, but it's still gonna haunt you. And you know, there's nothing you can do about it, or at least you feel like there's nothing you can do about it. So, だから今 teenager だったら超大変だよ、本当に。I'm always saying
this,
but
I have a hard time taking the cyberbullying thing too serious.
Yeah, like I think it is hard for us to imagine, you know, because. Back in the days when we were in school.
Well, I think older people have a harder time with cyberbullying than younger people. Because younger people have kind of grown up in that whole ruthless internet environment where everyone's, you know, writing mean shit on YouTube.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas if...
But then
like,
older people wouldn't have peer pressure, like schools and...
But if my mom went on YouTube, if my mom like uploaded a YouTube video and people like started writing shit, like it would destroy her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The generation above us like couldn't handle that.
そうだね。
Because they're not...
慣れてないからね。
Yeah.
Yeah. Expect しないもんね。It's like, wow, like there's so many mean people.
Like drown in AIDS. I didn't even what did I do to this guy?
So
like, that's so mean.
So yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah, moms and dads, please stay away from YouTube.
See, Peru is seeking criminal charges against Greenpeace activists who may have damaged the world-renowned Nazca lines. The activists trespassed the area and placed letter-shaped towels down to spell Time for Change, The Future is Renewable, on the ground near a hummingbird geoglyph. The Nazca Lines are a series of ancient geoglyphs in the Nazca Desert of southern Peru. In 1994, they were designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The largest figures are over 200 meters across, and scholars believe that they were created around 400 AD.
環境保護団体グリーンピースが世界遺産であるナスカの地上絵がある平原に侵入し、布で作った文字で変化の時が来た、未来は再生可能と書きました。そのプロセスの中でハチドリの地上絵にダメージを与えた問題に関してペルー政府はグリーンピースに対し法的措置を取る方針です。ナスカの地上絵はペルー南部のナスカ砂漠にある古代遺産で1994年に世界遺産に登録され紀元前400年頃に作られたものだとされています。もうペルー政府激おこ、
うん、
なんかあれなんでしょう、本当はこの平原に入るためにもなんかすごいいろんな許可がいるし、特別な人しか入れないし、普通の靴でもちろん入っちゃいけないしとか、すごいいろんなルールがあるんだよね。このナスカの地上絵ってそんなすごいしっかり作られたものじゃないんだもんね。だってもうなんかこんな状態残ってるのが不思議なぐらい。
I don't really know how they made the Nazca lines in the first place、
うん、
but it seems like in the article I was readingthey were saying that it was created by moving red pebbles and exposing the white ground. So it's just like...
そう、なんかちょっと掘って、掘るって言ってもなんかそんながっつり掘ってるわけじゃなくて、シャラシャラみたいな感じで上の砂を溶けているだけみたいな。
Yeah.
だから本当に世界遺産なんだけど、ちょっとしたことでなくなっちゃう可能性があるみたいな。だからすごく大事に大事にしてるものなんだよね、ペルー政府は。
Yeah.And then almost 2,000 years go by and it's fine. And these idiots、
yeah.
Go in there because they want to like take a stupid picture with a drone and,、
yeah.
and spell time for change with towels. and they ruined the thing.
Yeah. こういうさ、activist、こういう活動家みたいな人たちでよくこういうこうなんかこう世間にショックを与えるようなこととか、自分たちが逮捕されるようなこととかをわざとして、それがメディアに取り上げられてすごい話題になるみたいなのを狙ってくるところ多いじゃん、
yeah.
まあ、ISIS とかも同じことしてるけど、
yeah.
正直だからそれちょっと一旦なんか止まって考えればいいのよね。 It's like wait a minute, we're kind of doing something similar to what the terrorist groups are doing, like should we
well I wouldn't
do
compare、
this?
them、like, to ISIS
No, I mean, like, marketing-wise, marketing-wise, it's the same tactics. So,
well,
but I don't think it works. I don't think it works.
Yeah, marketing-wise, everyone's pretty much the same.
Well, people are not going to, like, go out and get arrested or, like, try to hurt people and get, like, なんか、ピーラとかもそうじゃん、なんか、毛皮に赤いインクを投げつけるとか、
yeah.
なんかそういうすごいショッキングなことをして、世間の注目を集めるみたいな。それもなんか時代遅れっていうか、work しないよねこれは多分と思うけどね。
Well, I think it was well intentioned. They weren't trying to get arrested or trying to damage anything. I think that these Greenpeace activists just did not realize how fragile the Nazca lines really
are. But how can you not? その入って見た瞬間にもう分かるじゃん、あやべえ間違えたみたいな、これ結構思ったよりフラジャイルだわみたいなさ、でしょ、だって普通の人はこんなに近づけないんだよ、もう真横までさ歩いて入って見てさ。
Well, they were one interesting thing, I don't know if this has been figured out yet, but I saw pictures、of the site with the towels and it looked fine. It looked okay.
Yeah.
It didn't really look damaged. After the towels had been removed,
yeah.
it was damaged. So. And there were like track marks,
so,
like
so,
someone
so.
had just driven up there.
Yeah.
So, and this is just speculation, but what I think happened is they did it carefully with the towels,
mm.
and then authorities arrived to remove the towels, but the authorities that were assigned to remove the towels didn't know what they were doing, and so they just drove right up on it and, like, messed up the Nazca lines.
Yeah, either way, it's just so stupid. Like, I... なんか、いい intention がありますって言って、言う、なんか、いい intention を持った頭悪い人っていうのがやっぱり一番危ない。
I don't think they're they're not the most dangerous.
I wouldn't say, okay, I wouldn't say the most,
there was this guy,
like,
there was some guy who just...
だよね。
Who have... There are people who have bad intentions. Like, there was this...
Okay, my point is, for example, like, 日本の例えば脱原発もそうだし、こういう環境保護団体もそうだし、動物愛護とかもそうだし、本当にそれを大切に思って何かしなくちゃいけないって思ってる人たちがいる中で、なかなかそういう方向に世間は行ってくれないっていう時に、こういう変なことをする大きい団体があると、なんかこう、あ、環境保護って言ってる人たちってなんかちょっとおかしいなとか、脱原発って言ってる人たちなんか変な人が多いとか、動物愛護団体ってすごい過激な人が多いとか、変なイメージがついちゃって、もともとの目的はいいことなのに、さらに多くの人がそこから去っていっちゃうっていう、なんかアソシエイトされたくないからやめよう。だからウェイリングとかもそうだし、なんでもそうだけど、こういう一部の人が過激なことをするために、やっぱりそのいいカーズが失われちゃうっていうのはすごいもったいない、本当に。
Well, yeah, but then again, I don't think they did it on purpose. I mean, it was dumb.
They did.
Well, they didn't damage it
on
purpose.
They went in there, like, they intruded.
Yeah, but they didn't damage it on purpose. You know, I think it's good for people to be excited about this and try to make a difference and not have to rely on authorities and stuff to try to, like, make an impact. I think that's really important. But it's also important not to do dumb shit.
でしょ？もうそれでなんか、
But that's kind of しょうがない。 That
no,
the doing
like,
the dumb shit.
例えばこういう本当にアホなことをしてない環境保護団体の人たちにとったら、もうこれはすごい迷惑じゃん。一緒にされちゃうから。それ動物愛護もそうです、原発もそうです。いろいろなことを言えるけど、やっぱり一緒くたにされちゃって、あ、またあのクレイジーな活動家の人たちでしょみたいな風になっちゃうわけだから、それをちょっと考え、なんか、 you know, it's like, are you really thinking about making difference, or are you just like trying to 目立つ, you know, and would that help, you know, like I feel like we really have to think.
I think it, well,I don't know. Most of the damage, I think, was done by the people that were trying to remove the things. It was dumb for them to do that, but yeah, I don't think that should be a message, like, nobody try to do anything, you know, nobody try to spread this message for renewable energy, like, nobody, like...
No, of course not. Like, the message itself is great, you know, the future is renewable, we should start trying whatever now, but I'm just saying that it's really motainai that...You know, now Peru, the country, is pissed off, and you know,
yeah, well, more apologized,
and more people would think that activists are just crazy, you know, like people who would just like go in and destroy shit.
How do you feel about activists in general, like Greenpeace? Like, what do you think about Greenpeace and what they do?
だから私的に個人的にはその活動家っていうもの自体のイメージを自体をすごく悪くさせてる団体とか、その団体のメンバーの行動とかはなんか本当にもったいないし、純粋に活動してる人たちがかわいそうって思っちゃう。
I like Greenpeace. I like that they're crazy. They do like crazy dangerous shit.
What about Sea Shepherd? There's so many, right? Like,
yeah,
activist 団体。
I like Sea Shepherd too.It's kind of badass.
No, it's not.
It is kind of badass.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like a vigilante, you know? It's
kind of go... 逆効果っていうことがあるんだよね。だからそのシーシェパードとかも、例えば捕鯨でね、どんだけこう動物がかわいそうみたいな話をするんだったら、もっと上手い方法があるじゃん。なんか逆に日本の感情を逆なでして、なんか本当逆効果も。だからじゃあやらなきゃいいのに、なんか じゃあ本当にこの問題に取り組んでる人に申し訳ないよ。
Well, the sea shepherd, I think that that guy, what's that guy's name? Rick O'Berry.
よく覚えてんね。
Yeah. And his whole team has done a lot to increase pressure on Japan internationally. I don't think that he's done a good job. I mean, obviously the perception of him and his team and his mission and what he wants to do is fairly negative here in Japan.
Yeah.
So he has been a bit reckless in that sense, and so maybe he could have done things better. But I not necessarily Sea Shepherd, but I like the idea of these NGOs being really proactive and actually going out and trying to do stuff. They do make mistakes. They're not professionals. They definitely fucked up this Nazca line
thing. Yeah, like that's what I mean by saying that.
But what are we
going
to do? We're going to sit around and wait for professionals to like neatly do everything?
No, I'm just saying that there are activists who are thinking before they do something, and then they're actually trying to solve the problems. In the meantime, there are silly activists who go around the world, do whatever they want, and they get into trouble, and then as a result, they kind of damage the reputation of just activists themselves, you know, just being an activist.
You know how they came up with killer bees?
What?
Killer bees.
Killer bees?
Do you know what killer bees are?
No.
So killer bees are just these really aggressive bees that will swarm on you and kill you.
Okay.
And they didn't exist naturally before, but they had these aggressive bees that make good honey. It's like really good honey. They make a lot of honey, but they're too aggressive. So when you try to get the honey, you get attacked.
Right.
Then there are these other bees that don't make any honey, but they're really nice, friendly bees.
Okay.
Right? So scientists were thinking like, hey, we can crossbreed these and make nice honeybees, like bees that make a lot of honey, but they're really nice and it's easy to get the honey. Well, what happened is they crossbred the bees, and now they have they created killer bees, which are bees that make no honey and they just attack people like crazy. And now they're spreading all over America. So who's to say that these people know what they're doing and these people don't know what they're doing?
See, that's what I'm saying.
You know,
saying,
sometimes you just make mistakes.
People with good intentions, but who, you know, they don't know what they're doing. それが一番危ない。だって、コンセクエンス考えてないから責任も取れないわけじゃん。それで結局真面目にちゃんと考えてやってる人の足を引っ張るっていうのはもう一番最悪っていうか。だって、これグリーンピースって一括りにしてるけど今。グリーンピースだってもう何人ぐらいのか知らないけど世界中にメンバーがいるわけじゃん、その中にももう何やってんのって思ってる人はいるはずで、それもやっぱり団体として一くくりにされてる。これも規模が違うけれども、それはそれで真面目にちゃんとやってる人の足を引っ張ってるわけだから、団体内でもそうだし、
Well, you know, the bee example is a good example of this going wrong. You know, it's one of the classics ofclassic examples of this, but I don't think that you can limit this sort of thing from happening without also limiting the freedom and creativity of the people involved in the organization. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, can't you just like think?
Can't you just not fuck up the Nazca line?
Yeah, like, can't you just think before you do something? Like, please, like, なんかアドレナリンラッシュとかあるのかもしれないけど、just like think, you know, じゃないと自分たちに本当に損だよ。だって特にこんないいことしようと思ってるのに、もともとなのにこんなに怒られる怒られる上に、その活動家っていう人たちの評判まで下げちゃうっていうのは、なんかもうもったいない。
Yeah, let's not trespass any UNESCO World Heritage sites.
Yeah, please don't.
The rising incidence of obesity and related disorders has led to an increased focus on weight-related therapeutics, and Harvard scientists may have discovered a viable way to convert white fat to high-energy-consuming brown fat. The researchers were able to identify two separate compounds capable of doing this. Increasing the number of activity of brown-like adipocytes has been shown to prevent diet-induced obesity and reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes. So this conversion of fat-storing cells into metabolically active thermogenic cells may be a viable way to reduce fat in humans. I can't talk.
ハーバード大学の研究チームが肥満の元となる白色脂肪をエネルギー消費が高い褐色脂肪に変換する手法を発見しました。チームはすでにこの変換に必要な2つの要素を特定しているとのことです。褐色の脂肪細胞の数を増やしたり活動を活発化させることで食べ過ぎによる肥満を予防し2型糖尿病を減らすことができると分かっており、脂肪を蓄える細胞を変換することで体内の脂肪を減らせる可能性があります。 Okay、yep. I didn't even know about この白色脂肪とか褐色脂肪とか。
Oh, the different types of fat?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have.
それすら知らなか
った。 You have brown fat and white fat.
Yeah.
And the brown fat produces heat.
Right.
So it's saying the conversion of fat-storing cells, which are white fat cells, into metabolically active thermogenic cells. Thermogenic cells are the brown fat cells. So if we can convert white fat cells into brown fat cells, and brown fat cells have a lot more mitochondria, then we're able to kind of metabolize that fat energy more effectively. The thing they're worried about is that this could cause hyperthermia.
Oh, okay.
Because when you do that, because those cells produce heat, it's going to raise your body temperature. Could even cause a fever. Well, it will cause a fever.
Okay.
However they administer this, I'm not sure, but let's say it's a pill. If you take the pill, then you would probably get a fever.
Okay.
But it may be possible to do this in combination with some sort of a cold therapy. So either an ice bath or what's that gas they use?
Yeah. I don't know.
Those cold chambers.
Okay. じゃあどっちにしろあんまり快感ではないよね。熱は出るわみたいな。でも冷やさないといけないみたいな。でもこれまだ人にやったとかじゃないんだよね。その方法が分かりましたっていう。だからできるかもしれないことが分かりましたっていうニュースだよね。
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fat is interesting. The way fat works, it's really interesting. So I was kind of looking into this a little bit, and I found out that the average human has 30 billion fat cells.
Okay.
Average human has 30 billion. For a combined total of, on average, 13.5 kilograms of weight in fat. And this number of cells is more or less fixed. So if you get fatter, your cells get larger. However, if your cells reach 4 times the normal size, so you gain weight up until a certain point.
Right.
4 times the normal size of your fat cells. At that point, your cells can't get any bigger.
Okay.
All 30 million of your cells are maxed out.
Yeah.
And so at that point, what your body does is the fat cells begin to multiply.
Oh.
And now you have...
大人でも?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although this is much more common in younger people. So if you're fat as a child, the number of fat cells that you will have will be... higher than 30 million because your maximum cell size when you're a child is smaller.
Right.
Because you're smaller.
しかもそれってさあれじゃなかったっけ?一回増えたらもう減らないみたいなじゃなかったっけ?
Yeah, that's right.
そうだよね。
So if you exceed the four times normal size,
yeah,
in all your fat cells, then your body will begin to produce additional fat cells.
Right.
And you will keep those fat cells forever.
Right.
So you can lose, you can go anorexic, you can lose all your weight, you're still going to have those fat cells, mm. the new ones.
Mm. だから太りやすくなっちゃうっていうもんね。その一回その細胞ができちゃうと、その後痩せたとしても、
yeah, because it's more efficient to store energy, if you don't have to produce new cells to do it.
うん。そっか。え、どうしたらいいの？そしたら。もう遅いの。あ、それでじゃあこれやんなきゃいけないの？この褐色脂肪にしないといけないの？Like, what's going on with, like, お相撲さんとか?
Oh, they have way more fat cells.
Right?
Yeah.
そっか。
Like, you don't have to get that fat for your fat cells to start, for the number of fat cells you have to start increasing.
Oh. Okay.
But if you're, like, fat as a kid, and then you grow up, like, normal weight,
yeah.
it'll still be easier for you to gain weight.
Mm.だから私太りやすいんだとかっていうのはそういうことだよね。
Yeah. So in that case, it's like a real thing for a lot of people.
Right, right.
That they gain weight more easily than other people.
まあその差はあるもんね。だって普通になんていうの、ただの何都市伝説みたいなことじゃなくてさ、
yeah.
あの本当に同じようにしてても太りやすい人とそうじゃない人っていう。
But、no one really explains this stuff. You can watch diet commercial after diet commercial after diet commercial, and they're not、yeah. going to give you any like real information about、ね、what's going on.
そうだね。
It's always just like, yeah, I just roll this thing over my triceps and my arms get thinner. That's what happens.
Yeah. It's like, そうだね。
Yeah, that's bullshit though.
Yeah.まあ、それだけ見えてもわかんないもんね。
There are a lot of reasons why you don't want to have a lot of fat cells. One reason is that fat cells synthesize estrogens from androgens, and so your female hormones, well, your estrogen levels are going to be higher if you're overweight, even if you're a guy.
Right.
And they also...The fat cells also produce leptin. And leptin is what controls your appetite.
Right.
So now you're fat and you have a worse appetite problem.
Right.
And I think some of this has to do with like why people rebound. Why people get fat and then they really get fat. You know? Like, once you've hit a certain limit, you're just, it's like, we're just going.
Yeah. そうね。だから、だから親とかがちゃんと分かってないといけないよね、そういうことも。例えばその自分の子供が一回幼少期に肥満になってしまったら、一生体重をちゃんとコントロールしなきゃいけなくなるわけじゃん。太りやすくなっちゃうから。
Yeah, it'll affect the rest of their life.
ね。だからそれをやっぱり親が最初に分かっとかないと怖いよね。あ、なんかちょっと太っちゃったけどいいかみたいなことじゃない、済まされないというか、yeah. 一生あの影響されちゃうから。
People generally feed their children so horribly. Kids just eat bad food. Candy and cereal and
and it
bread and konbini food and、
うん、しかもなんかそういう悪そうなものしか食べてくれないみたいな子もいるんだよね。 You know, likeブロッコリーとかさ野菜とかを食べさせようとしてもなかなか食べないからこう色がすごいついてたりとか可愛い形に切ってあったりとかじゃないと全然食べないみたいな難しいね、子育て大変そう Cause なんか子供がいる知り合いの人と一緒にいると本当に食べさせるだけでも大変そうだもんなんか好き嫌いとかなんかそこまでも言ってないんだけど It's just likeKids are really picky. あとなんかムードとかにも左右されるし、なんか全然大人と違うんだよね。その食っていうなんかあれがわかんないけど。
I don't know if all kids are like that.
Maybe not all kids, but
certainly a lot of them are.
Yeah.
And then you have to wonder like why doesn't this kid like vegetables?
一回やったよね、ポッドキャストで、その野菜が有毒かもしれないから子供はあんまり食べないようにプログラムされ、もっともっとされてるみたいな、うん、ただこう慣れちゃえば食べるようになるから、こうだからといって食べさせなくていいっていうわけじゃないみたいなさ、そういうのが分かってくるとね、おなんか子育てしてても、あそっかって理解しやすそうだけど、なんかなんでだろうなんでだろうってなっちゃうとさ、すごいストレスじゃない、なんかなんで食べないんだろうとか、うん、なんでこれしかとか大変だよね。でもお母さん、なんかキャラ弁とかもそうだしさ、サンドイッチのパンをさ、こうひよこの形にしたりとか、そうじゃないと食べないとか。
Well, I think for some kids they just get spoiled. You know,、mm-hmm. they get to eat yummy stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And so it's like, why would I eat broccoli when I can eat, you know, koala no machi or something, something else?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.私はあのアメリカで、あの砂糖をいっぱい子供が食べたら子供がハイパーになるっていう、あの謎の都市伝説みたいなやつ、なんか最近それが嘘ですみたいな、めっちゃメディアに出てるけど、日本でもともとそんな、そう思ってる人いないと思う。面白くない、なんか国によって。
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, だから私は若い時とかアメリカの映画とかテレビとか見てると、ああなんか You gave him so much candy and now he's hyper みたいな感じで、子供がなんか He's like crazy and running around、yeah. And I was always like どういうことみたいな、なんか聞いたことない。
I feel like that happens though. I feel like
kids are always hyper anyway. Like when they're hyper, they're hyper. When they're
don't
not, they're
not. Don't you get like a sugar high? Like that doesn't happen to you?
No.
You don't get a sugar high?
No, that's the thing. Like I neverknew what it meant. Like, 聞いたこともないし、なったこともないし、でもアメリカ人に聞いたらなんか、あ、そんなに砂糖あげたらハイパーになるよとか言うじゃん。It's like 何の話、yeah. みたいな。
Yeah. なんか。That's a common like scene.
Yeah.
It's like the uncle shows up and like sneaks the kids like some candy. The kids like running around tearing shit apart.
そう。
The mom's like, "Did you give him candy?"
そうそうそう。それでも日本で見ないじゃん。でもどういうこと、同じ人間だから。
This rascal.
It's just so funny. Like, yeah, I never really understood what it meant.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's an American thing, right? 他の国でも言うとこあんのかな。
If I have a lot of sugar, I feel energized though.
Yeah, but、
briefly.
Not like hyper, right? Like you're not gonna run around and scream like.、
Mm.
All day.
That it's really bad though to put a lot of sugar into your body all at once.
I bet, yeah.
It's pretty bad for you. I think it like what was it? It like messes with your insulin resistance. And that's basically what leads to some forms of diabetes.
そうね、あのガッと上がっちゃうとね、血糖値が。だからあれだよ、食べ順ダイエットとかすごい言ってるじゃん。先にこう何、血糖値がガッて上がらないものから食べましょうみたいな、だから、葉っぱ先食べてとかで肉食べて、あのご飯とかさ、でデザートみたいな、あのよくやってるよ。
Well, there's something called the glycemic index.
Right, right.
And so all these foods are listed on this glycemic index, and it kind of has ratings for how they will affect your blood sugar levels.
ありがたいよね。ありがたい。ありがたいし、結構意外なやつもあるっていうかさ、自分の今までの常識ではわからないじゃん。これはいいだろうなとかってあんまできないか、慣れるまで見てないと、
yeah.
あ、これ結構意外とダメなんだみたいな。ダメっていうかね、まあ値が高いんだとか。
So you want to eat things with a low glycemic index.
うん。
Things that take longer to digest are
right.
generally better for you.
Right.
And most natural things take a long time to digest.
So, 生野菜とかね。
And a lot of processed foods are quite quick to be digested.
Right.
And refined sugars are probably the fastest. And so that's just blood or sugar going right into your bloodstream.
Right.そうだからそれを飲むとかって考えるとね、
That's actually where your body gets the energy from the sugar going into your bloodstream.
Right.
You know, that's what happens to almost everything.
Right.
And so if you have something that just dumps a lot of energy right into your sugar or right into your blood, just mixing these up, dump all this stuff right into your blood, then that can cause you to get fat right then. But right. you can eat more calories. You can have more calories mm. with a lower glycemic index, mm. and that will have less of a detrimental impact on your body, mm. even though it's more calories.
So, しかも結構なんかそれに沿ってちゃんと食べてたら、あのなんかリセットされるじゃん。その変な、だから変に甘いものすごい食べたくなったりとかもなくなるし、逆に。なんかむしろすごい甘そうなものとか見るとなんかああ全然いらない気持ち悪いみたいな、そうすると楽だよね、全然太らない、yeah. まあ今完全に戻っちゃってるけど私I'm like eating、yeah. ice cream and like whatever bullshit but yeah I miss that time.
次、 According to a report released on Tuesday by a web security investigator called White Ops, nearly a fourth of people watching online video advertisements are actually bots. The investigation involving 181 ad campaigns from 36 companies also found that more than a tenth of viewers of display ads are also bots. Bot fraudsters infect computers with malicious software that mimics the behavior of online consumers. The report found that big-name companies including Ford, Intel, MasterCard, and Wendy's were scammed by bot fraudsters. The investigator's report compiled for the Association of, National Advertisers estimates that advertisers will lose $6.3 billion in 2015 due to bot fraudster activity. While security experts have been aware of bot traffic on fake websites for a while, this investigation surprisingly discovered that much of the bot traffic was to real websites, and that about one fourth of the bot traffic was going to the top 1,000 websites.
ウェブセキュリティ調査会社の White Ops 社の報告書によると、ネット上の広告動画の再生回数の4分の1が実際は人間ではなくボットによって閲覧されていることが判明しました。調査対象はフォード、インテル、マスターカード、ウェンディーズなどの大手企業を含む36社による181個の広告キャンペーンで、広告閲覧数の10分の1が人間でなくボットによるものだと明らかになりました。ボットに感染したパソコンは消費者と似たような行動を取り、広告をクリックしたり広告動画を再生したりします。こうしたボットにより2015年に広告主は合計で63億ドルの損失を出すと予測されています。ボットの存在は認識されていましたが、ボットが実在するサイトを頻繁に訪れ、ボットのトラフィックの4分の1がトップ1000に入る人気サイトを循環していることは知られていませんでした。広告費超無駄になってるもんね。だってそしたら人間が見てないんだったら、
いや
超損じゃん。
People don't like ads.
だからみんなに嫌われてる上にボットが見た分まで広告費を払わされてるっていう、超意味ない。
You think people just get saturated at a certain point? I think that definitely happens. Let's say throughout your whole day you only saw two advertisements. From morning until night you only saw two.
Yeah.
And let's say you get on the train and there's just like two posters. There's no other posters. There's right. no other billboards.
Right.
You would remember those two, right? Probably.
今無理だもん。
But now,
now
you're exposed to, you know, 500 ads in a day. And how many do you remember? You probably don't even remember two. You remember like...
I don't remember any. Like honestly, or if anything, it makes me hate them.You know, like, なんか変な時にポップアップ出てきたりとかするともうその会社嫌いになるじゃん。 It's like, fuck you. So
nothing's worse than the autoplay video with an ad that can't be skipped.
I hate it. 急にね音声が始まるんだよね。
I hate like, the autoplay. I'll just be in like Starbucks and then my computer starts playing some like Panasonic shaver ad or something, and it's like some dude, some well-shaven dude.
そう、なんかあの YouTube の広告もさ、なんか飛ばせるのと飛ばせないのとあるじゃん。で、なんか飛ばせるやつだったらまだなんか。
They're getting longer, no?
Really?
Yeah.
It's usually like 5 seconds, no? Like you can skip after 5 seconds.
It's like you can skip after 10 seconds now or something.
What? Okay.
I think.
まあ、だからありすぎよね。あの、だからブラジルにさ、こう広告してない街あるじゃん。あれとか羨ましいもん。もうすっきりしてるよ、本当に。もう、だから本当に情報ありすぎじゃん。文字もそうだし、写真もそうだし、もう特に都内ね、東京。あの、多分東京の外に出たらそこまでじゃないところもいっぱいあるんだろうけど、やっぱ都内に住んでるともう too much.
What if all the advertisements in trains and on billboards and all that stuff was replaced by useful information? Let's say it's like random Wikipedia pages. So you step on the train and all the postersin the train are like random pages from Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Like the ones hanging in the middle. And then on the TV inside the train, they're playing like some random BBC documentary about Mars.
とかなんかさ、そんなにすごい教科書みたいな情報じゃなくても、ただのなんかインスピレーショナルクォーツとかでもいいんだけど。
I would love getting on the train and just reading like
cool shit.
Just cool random shit.
Yeah.
They should do that. Convert a train to just printed Wikipedia pages.
ね、だって
CM… Because everything right now, all this commercial, all the ads, it's just noise. It really is just noise.
Yeah.
And if people can get that noise out of their life, they will.
Yeah.
There is an add-on for Safari and Chrome and Firefox too called AdBlock. But AdBlock Plus...is the one that will just block the video ads on YouTube and everything.
Oh, wow. 私もアドブロック使ってるけど、あれってこう何個今このサイトのアドをブロックしてるかってパパパパって数字で出るじゃん。すごいもんね、たまにバーってめっちゃいっぱい数字出てきてこんなに見せるつもりだったのみたいな。いらないし、でも私のところに出ないから意味ないけど。
Yeah, it's just noise.
ね、でも会社もやっぱり分かんないのかな、みんながやっぱ競合とかみんな広告出してるから自分もやんないといけないと思うかね。だから場所によっては別に気にならないけど、逆に言うと場所によってはかなりイラッとするじゃん。
いや、
yeah. like not now みたいな。本当に逆、お金を払ってみんなに嫌われるって嫌じゃない。だって
I get so sick of all of it. I get so sick of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so all these bots, these bots are, it's malware that gets installed on your computer by someone else. And then they're actually quite sophisticated. The bot will watch the video ads. The bot will actually add stuff to shopping carts.
What?
Yeah.
Magica.
Yeah, it does all this. See, it has to pretend to be a human. This is kind of like the Turing test. The test that kind of where it's testing whether or not someone can differentiate between a bot and a human, right?
Right.
So they're kind of, they have to pass that test.
Yeah. まあだから、まあね、だって63億ドルだもんね。It's like they're paying...for bots to see their videos.
Yeah, they are. Well, look at that Gangnam Style.
Ah, yeah.
That Gangnam Style had so many views. It had so many views that the thing that shows how many views there are...
もう行っちゃったんだよね。
Yeah. They had to like recode the whole little thing that shows the views because that guy like maxed it out with all those views. So, so a lot of people are speculating like,a lot of those Gangnam Style views, as well as other views of other videos as well, but were largely bots.
だからそのやっぱ今言われているのは、そのネットの世界っていうのはいいコンテンツか悪いコンテンツかっていうよりかも、その見られた回数とかで決まるわけじゃん。その人気度が。だからその、寄り添いが増えていくよね。なんか本当にしょうもない、どうでもいい、誰の役にも立たないみたいなやつが、こういうボットとかをいろいろなんかの恩恵を受けた結果、すごいなんか世界中で大人気みたいなことになっちゃうみたいな。
Yeah.
でも別に
most popular among bots. Right?
Yeah, like 意味ないね。
So a lot of these bots use Internet Explorer 6.
Okay. じゃあ、I 使ってる人。
Yeah. FYI.
まあでも、びっくりしないけどね。It's always I.
And it's, most bot fraud occurs between midnight and 7 a.m.
みんなが寝てる時か。
Yeah.
まあパソコン使ってない時ってことでしょうね。へえ。なんかでも、広告チームの人は悲しくなっちゃうよね、これ聞いたら。
Well, a lot of people kind of suspected that this was going on. There's so much manipulation on the internet. Last time we were talking about manipulation of the search result rankings, right?
Right, right.
That's manipulated the just the traffic that websites get. Because if a website wants ads, they got to tell people, it's like, okay, well, we have this much traffic on our website. People click this, you know, our stuff this much. Or, and the same thing's going on now with Facebook and with Twitter. So... people have a lot of this source traffic on websites and Twitter and right. Facebook and YouTube. So a lot of the people that, a lot of the quote unquote people that follow celebrities on like Twitter aren't real.
Ah, so so so, 買ってるもんね。なんか一回 AKB の子も問題になってよね。あの、買ってるじゃん。あと、なんか芸人さんとかもいたけど。それはでも昔から。
Followers.
そう、それ私その PR 業界にいるあの会社にいた時とかもよくそれ話題になったっていうか、
あの、But it's a pretty common practice.
そう、簡単に買えるの、しかも超安いの、10ドルとか、yeah. で、なんか1000人のフォロワーでいくら、5000人でいくら、1万人いくらとか値段がパッケージになってて、で払えば払うほどなんかちゃんとアイコンの写真もあり、ちゃんと普段からツイートしているように見せかけてくれるとか。Yeah.いろいろ、まあ、結局 PR 会社としてそれを使うことはないからさ、逆にバレた時に大変なことになっちゃうから。
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of PR companies that do.
Yeah, I'm sure shitty PR companies would do such a thing. So, そうだからどれぐらいのフォロワーがいてとかそういうのもね。
Like well-known PR companies do this shit too. Mitt Romney was caught with this.
Well, politicians are a bit different. Mitt
Romney's Twitter followers were like all fake.
だからなんかそういうバレた時に逆に恥ずかしいみたいなのはやらない方がいいよね本当に。
Who follows Mitt Romney on Twitter?
That's so true. But そうだからフォロワーも変えるし、あのいろいろねだがやろうと思えばできるんだよね。その再生回数もさ、あの思いっきり早くさせたりとか。そう、まあだから。これが今流行ってますとか人気ですって言った時にどこまでそれを信じるかっていうのもあるけど。
And one thing that's funny is when they make the fake Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
I bet there's a fake Mitt Romney. And I bet the fake Mitt Romney is hilarious.
than the real one.
Yeah. Some of those fake accounts are like more popular than the real people.
そうね、とかなんか結構長い間さ、フェイクってバレないで本人だと思われてるとかあるよね。
Yeah.
and like their fans are following them and like retweeting とかなんか。
Yeah, like people you know? that most people don't like, their fake Twitter is always hilarious. someone makes it. like right away, someone makes it. Probably people are already making the fake Twitters for like future elections too, just yeah, in case this person like.Becomes president, yeah. then I have the fake
account. Yeah. So, ne.
One thing that's interesting about this, that was kind of mentioned by this security company, is that digital was supposed to be accountable. You know, when you move to the digital age, it's like, okay, now we can see where all the money is going. We can kind of track things.
Right.
Now we have real numbers, because with television, it's like you don't know if people are watching TV or not.
Right.
You have like, you have something monitoring, you know, some hundreds or some thousands of cable boxes out of like hundreds of thousands or millions right. of cable boxes. You don't know what people are really watching, so you don't know right. what the real viewership is. So one of the merits of going digital was supposed to be like, now we know, you know, who's watching what and all this stuff, but...That wasn't the case at all. And I think a lot of people didn't really see this coming.
Okay.
That so much of the traffic would just be fake. I mean, recently they would have suspected that, but in the TV days, you know, just thinking about the transition to digital, like people probably wouldn't have suspected that we'd have fake people kind of leeching ad money.
Yeah. Like I mean, it's still a new thing, right? I mean, the whole internet thing. So, of course, there are a lot of problems that no one really was foreseeing. But,
And this is organized crime, too.
Yeah.
Like professional bot fraudsters.
なんかだからこのボットに感染してると実際その自分のパソコンがすごい遅くなったりとかもするわけじゃん。っていうのをよく前セキュリティ会社の仕事してる時言ってたんだけど、でもやっぱり本人は全く気づかないから、てかむしろ気づく方がすごいみたいな。
Yeah.
だから。
Well, they say like one out of three computers is infected with something, some sort of malware. And, you know, they call it a virus because it spreads so fast and it's so easy to get.
Right.
In 2011, U.S. law enforcement closed an Estonia-based bot operation responsible for at least 4 million infected computers. The operation was known as Ghost Click. And netted $14 million.
だからもうでっかいビジネスだよね普通に。
It's kind of cool. I want to see a movie about this. Some organized crime hackers that just it's like fuck it, we're going to Estonia, and we're just gonna create a bunch of bots.
But it's probably not interesting as a movie because once it's set up, all they do is just like chill, right?Like once it's programmed, they're not going to be working hard or anything. So
yeah, it's a
we'll
movie.
Be watching them like chilling at home.
If it's realistic,
making tons of money.
But in the movie, they have to get arrested too. So that might be exciting.
It would be like a 30-minute movie. No, like, 初めて捕まる。
You're like shitting on my movie idea.
I don't know. You should bring it to some movie company.
You don't believe that.
あれなんかソニーのなんかリークしてたね今日。Did you see that? ソニーピクチャーズのがハッキングされてメールが大量に流出しちゃって。
Yeah, they had like they had a what was it? Was the password was like in a folder named password or something like there was something stupid like that. Like they weren't doing anything at Sony.
Oh, okay.
As far as like cybersecurity.
Right.
But
Like so many interesting emails leaked.
Yeah.
Like they're discussing, I don't know, Angelina Jolie or like, you know, just actors and actresses and like whatever. Was kind of.
Wait, so who's doing all that? Is that North Korea? There's like some.
Allegedly.
North Korean hackers?
Yeah, allegedly. For this one. For Sony, はそう、the interview っていうね、Kim Jong-un 暗殺の映画をやめろっていう抗議の意味で、まあいろいろ。ハッキングしたりソニーのこれからの新しい映画を流出させたりとかいろいろ嫌がらせしてるんだけど
Where's Anonymous? See, Anonymous should go after these guys.
Maybe they're too busy with something else right now. I don't know. Or they don't really care about Sony.
They're all Ferguson up right now.
そうだね。そっちの方が大事なもんだって。そうだよ。映画どうでもいいんじゃない今。
I want to see that movie though. They're saying it's not going to come out in Japan now because of this.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,、
Why?
Sony said that they're not going to release it in Japan.
Why?
Because of...
We're not North Korea.
Because North Korea, like, hacked Sony.
What? But what does it have anything to do with them showing it in Japan?
I don't know.
What? I would understand if they're not going to show it anywhere. そっちの方がまだわかる。なんで?
I don't know what the reason is. Maybe Japanese government doesn't want to do that or...
なんか at first I was really skeptical like ah なんか you know Kim Jong-un actually exists and like you know the theme assassination でもトレーラー見たらなんか it's so funny so I was kind of looking forward to it
it's kind of weak isn't it they should release it in Japan
yeah they should
what we're scared of North Korea
I don't know like I wonder what their official reasons areIf they're really not going to show it here.
Hmm.
Hmm, that sucks. That's interesting though, actually.
Yeah.
Huh. じゃあ結構効果あるってことじゃんね。
Apparently.
Right?
Apparently they should do it more.
ね。North Korea, やろうと思えばできるってことじゃん。Like, oh, we don't like this movie.
This
we don't
actually,
like that movie.
This might be the most impressive thing North Korea has done so far. is block that movie.
Yeah, and it succeeded.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're not going to show it. I'm pretty sure I read that.
Such
I read it on the internet. It must be true.
Such a shame. Okay.
Are you going to vote?
Am I going to vote? I'm going to have to go to vote, but then I don't know who to vote because I'm not really paying attention.
Yeah.
I haven't been.
No? Why?
いやね、これちょっと気がついたんだけどさ。
関心ないの？
いや、なんかさ、関心があっても何を見ればいいか。何？じゃあ、OK、その一人一人のサイトに行って読むの？なんか、I
feel
like...
Haven't you seen all the posters and people yelling on trucks?
なんかさ、投票しましょうっていうのはいいんだけど、その、もうちょっとみんなに分かりやすくさ、なんか、or maybe I'm missing something, I don't know, but like...
Well, that's why Abe did this.
Yeah, yeah, like no one... I mean,
because how can his competitors prepare... All of a sudden, for a snap election like this.
Well, yeah, but not just this election, but with any election, you know? I feel like... どこに情報を取りに行けばいいのか?
Well, there's actually a lot of limitations on what politicians are allowed to do.
Yeah, yes, I'm aware of that, but I mean...
Much more so than compared to like the US or something. Politicians
right.
in the US have a lot more power
right.
to compete.
Yeah. But I mean, they still have like, 何そういう私はこうしますあれしますとかあるわけじゃん。それをさ、みんなどうしてんの？みんな全部一人一人のサイトにでも行ってさ読むの？なんか政府はさうちらにどうしてほしいのそれ？Do you know what I mean? Though? 例えばあの学校の学級委員とかなんかわかんないけどのエレクションだったら。みんなを一斉に集めてこうですこうですって言うわけじゃんではいもう分かりましたね選んでくださいみたいな But here like I don't really watch TV
It doesn't really matter
I don't want to go
この道しかないからね This is what we're doing It's gonna go like this Maintain the status quo
Yeah
What do you think the voter turnout's gonna be?
今回はまあ行かないんじゃない結構な人はだってそもそも何のなんで今選挙してんのみたいなさ It's like what
Well this is still the longest that we've had a prime minister for a long time It's been
And are
the
we supposed to be impressed Are we supposed to be impressed by that
Impressed so, by like a half term
Yeah like wow よく続きましたねとか言った方がいいのじゃあみたいなさ、you know, like
yeah. Plus, what has been accomplished?
Exactly. だからよくわかんないよね。
How do you feel about the issues and like what's being discussed right now? Obviously,
Abenomics.
Well,
you know,
I've voiced my opinion on Abenomics. Long before this shit happened.
About election, 中国のメインランドの、に、あの、仲いい子がいたのね。前、よく一緒に仕事してて、本当にその子は生まれも育ちも中国で、で、まあ、いいお家の子なわけじゃん。外資系で働けるような、まあ、英語も話せるわけだし。で、その子と話してた時に、その子がね、あの、いや、中国でもこうお金がある人とか余裕がある人は別に日本のこと全然嫌いじゃないよみたいな、
うん、
でそれはなんでなんだろうと思って聞いてたら、まあ、要はその民主主義じゃないというかさ関係ないじゃん自分と政府が何も変わらないか言ってもだから
In China.
だからみんな政治に全く興味がない。だって興味を示したところで何も変わらないから、だったら自分の個人の人生に 集中して例えば自分の子供をいかにいい学校に入れるかとか自分がいかにお金を稼ぐかとかを考えた方がいいから政府がすごい反日反日って言ってても自分たちには全く関係ない。だから東京にも遊びに行きたいし、うん、正直興味ない。その政府が言ってることとか方針とかもうちょっとこうしたらいいのにとかも全く思わないみたいなこと言ってて、
うん、
それまあまあ日本もそうじゃないかなと思ってきちゃって若い人とか特にね、自分が投票に行ったって変わらないって思うから投票に行かないわけで。
Well, they're, yeah, they're not represented at all.
そうだから
If you're not represented, why would you vote?
興味持つ意味がない。
You know, a weird thing is that people give all these people that don't vote a lot of shit, but that's actually victim blaming.
まあ、そうそう、you know, そうね。 Yeah.
They're not voting. I mean, if the system worked, they would vote.
Right. Right.
So why isn't there a conversation about the system? There's no conversation about the system.
Well, there is. I mean, online, nah, if you see like young people speaking
well, yeah,
up,
people
right?
Talk
like,
about
young politicians,
everything online, but
yeah, young politicians bringing it up.
But in the mainstream, there's no conversation about really
no.
changing
まあ、
the system.
まあテレビはないよ。だからみんながテレビ見てるのかな、日本って。
More than anywhere else.
だから
More than anywhere else.
ネット見てるともちろんそういう議論は結構あって、なんで若者がじゃあ選挙に行かないのかとか、若者を選挙に行かせるにはどうしたらいいのかとか、じゃあ何が根本的な問題なんだろうみたいな。ただテレビだとやっぱりなんかこう若者って政治に興味ないですよねみたいな、なんかすごい軽いトーンで、
yeah. They're all misunderstanding. If voting worked, people would vote.
Yeah.
And it's just victim blaming. And the reality is there's the whole thing is just so frustrating to even think about. But there needs to be a conversation about the system. Mm. Because let's say, so what's the voter turnout right now? Do you know?
No.
It's going to be pretty low. It's going to be lower than 60%.
Right.
It's probably going to be like 50 something percent. But if you have a system, right? And let's say the voter turnout drops to 20%.
Yeah.
What do we do? Do we just keep saying like, oh, you know, more people need to vote, more people
right,
need to vote.
Right.
What if it goes to 10%? Oh, more people need to vote, people need to vote. What the fuck? If people aren't voting, question the system.
Right.
Why not have a conversation about why people aren't voting instead of
right.
just saying, oh, kids are just fucking around and they don't care. Because
right,
that's
right.
not true. That's
yeah,
completely
and
false.
I think like, そもそものところはやっぱりいつも言うけど、その政府っていうのはじゃあ何なのか、民主主義っていうのはそもそもどういうものだったのか、
yeah.
そのじゃあ税金を払ってじゃあ政治をする人にお願いする、なんかそのそれはそもそもどういうふうに成り立ってきたものなのかみたいなのを考えると、その自分の生活に密接に関わってくるわけだから興味ないとかっていうのはありえないはずなわけじゃん。税金も払ってるわけだし、
yeah. People want things to get better. Young people want things to get better.
Yeah.
It's not like young people don't care if things get better or young people don't care. Like young people are the ones that are, you know, they're going and demonstrating and are very active on the internet and are very
yeah.
well spoke, you know, well versed in a lot of this stuff. And young people,
yeah.
I think generally young people know more, a lot more about the politics of Japan than old people do.
Right.
Even though they're not the people that vote.
Right. そうなの。そこなんだよ。だから、特に今なんて。
To say that they're disinterested is completely backwards.
そう、特に今なんて、その年金の制度がもう、ね、
They're not even talking about 年金。Abe's not even talking about 年金。All he's talking
about...
Because
they don't
about,
know what to do.
All they're talking about is his Abenomics and tax postponement and the state secrets bill and, you know, these issues. They're not talking about Nanking, but Nanking is probably one of the biggest issues for young people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For our generation,
for us
even, young people,
so.
For us, Nanking is one of the biggest issues, but he's not even addressing it. Like, that's not,
no.
this isn't a real,
no.
The system isn't working.
結局本当に臭いものに蓋というか、その根本のところを見たくないわけよね。
The Nanking thing isn't solved.
No, miraculously.
like, come on.
No.
And everyone knew that his consumption tax increases were going to cause this. I said this was going to happen, like, over a year ago. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's like just
well,
basic shit.
Yeah, And I think I wonder how. Well, and also like なんかわかんない小学校中学校高校とか義務教育の時にもなんかやっぱりまあ公民の授業とかあるわけだけどなんかあんまりこう自分に関係あるものとして例えばその前これ言ったかもしれないけど区民とか、
うん、
例えばそのこっちの区に住むよりこっちの区の方がベネフィッツがいっぱいあるとかあるわけじゃん実際は例えば渋谷区なんてすごいお金があるから人もいっぱいいるしあの老人ホームみたいなこう区でやってるやつがすごい充実してたりするわけよね、うん、だからそういうちっちゃいことからじゃあどうせ同じ住民税を納めるんであればこっちの区じゃなくてこっちの区に住もうかなとかでそうやって人気が出てくれば税収も上がるわけじゃんだからそうやってこうも政府の側も頑張って人これから少子化なんだし人を取り合いしなくちゃいけないしていくべきだしそのためにはその区に住むメリットがいっぱいなくちゃいけないじゃんでそれと一緒でそれが都でもそうだし県でももうちょっと大きい規模でいったらそうだし、うん、で日本もそうじゃん今その富裕層がどんどん日本から出ていってる、
うん、
税金も高いしでそうするとどうなるかっていうとお金持ちが国からいなくなっちゃうわけじゃん、
yeah.
とか例えば起業家の人あのアントレプレーナーズあの日本でやるってなるとすごいお金が取られちゃうからじゃあ日本じゃないところで起業しようかとかシンガポールとかさ香港とかに行っちゃうわけじゃんだからそうやって人が流出しちゃったりとかするのを抑えてかなんかそういうさ実際に分かりやすいレベルでこうなんていうの国民を引きつけておかなくちゃいけないわけじゃん、
yeah.
それをなんかどう思ってるのかなって思うけどねなんか
Well there's a lot that can be done for just the circumstances around businesses and startups and stuff here and there's infrastructure things that could be done
yeah
a lot of things could be done on the fiscal policy side but there's been a lot of monetary policy and kind of manipulating the currency in order to boost exports and things
right.
but that's not going to lead to that's not a targeted approach at all
right.
and there are if you look at, you know, why is the U.S. economy doing well? Well, you have, you know, what are the big companies? It's Twitter, Facebook, you know, people are excited about Tesla and SpaceX and
yeah.
Google and Apple and all of these companies that I've mentioned are new companies.
Mm.
And all the companies in Japan are old stupid companies that can't figure anything out and you have old companies like Sharp and Canon and Mitsubishi and Daikin or whatever like these companies aren't you know on the same level
right
at
innovation
all
wise,
you need
yeah.
you need you know what makes the economy thrive is competition and for
yeah.
competition it's not just big company versus big company it's big company versus new entries
yeah.
and you have to create opportunities for new entries and you have to create you know this favorable business environment
mm.
for startups and new entries and those new companies are going to be the future old mm. companies are never going to be the future
なんかそのやっぱり政治家の人たちそのなんかイノベーションって言ってるじゃん今安倍さんとかで結局その自民党でじゃあイノベーションに関する何かをしましょうみたいなで予算もついてるわけよ、うん、それでまあいつだったかな今年の初めか去年か忘れちゃったけどあの小泉純一郎元首相の息子の小泉あのイケメンいるじゃん I forgot his name but there's this イケメン and heStarted this campaign with another guy. なんかイノベーションキャンペーンみたいな。で、何やるのかなと思ってワクワクしてみたら、あの、あなたにとってのイノベーションとは何ですかっていう質問の答えを一般公募するみたいな。
うん、
そんなことしてる場合かという、なんかその予算つけてサイトまで作って、なんかそんなレベル、まだ日本のイノベーションって、むしろ有識者を集めて、ちゃんとした具体的な話をしているべきなのに一般公募とかしてる場合 Yeah, maybe I was so shocked with their stupidity I was like Wait, aren't you guys supposed to be the smart ones to lead us?
Yeah.
But here I am I'm this like random 20-something-year-old girl like, I open this website and immediately I can tell that it's stupid. You know, it's like, that's a problem, you know? If you have politicians who go to, like, what, Todai's, and, you know, they speak English and, like, whatever, whatever, and they come up with some idiotic campaigns that won't help anybody. So I was just like, もう終わってるって、もその時点で、しかもその小泉さんの息子なんて若いわけ、うちら世代だよ、それでこれって結構。
Well, people in government don't know anything about industry and business and practical. They don't know how the world works.
Exactly. That's why they have to be speaking with 有識者、そういう委員会とかいつもあるわけじゃん。だからもっとさ、本当にそれこそホリエモンでもいいけど、誰でもいいけど、そういうあのちゃんとスタートアップの経験がある人とか、ちゃんと IT のインダストリー分かってる人とか、何でもいいけどさ、そういう人と話せばいいじゃん。なんか一般公募とかそんな、その辺のさ、学生とかおばちゃんとかおじいちゃんとかがさ、私にとってのイノベーションはとかいうの集めてどうすんの。
Yeah, it's shit.
Seriously? Like,
it's shit.
That's what you come up withafter like having meetings after meetings, you know, getting paid for it. It's like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it really is just real innovation that needs to happen, not all the currency manipulation. You can boost exports, but that doesn't do shit for innovation. In fact, having a strong yen is good because you can buy foreign technologies, which is good for innovation.
Right.
And if you have a weak yen, well, now you can't buy foreign technologies anymore. Well, we're just going to boost exportsin the short term and devalue the currency, devalue everyone's money in the entire country, just so that Toyota can sell more cars. And that's gonna what? That's gonna trickle down. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's fucking crap. It's
like, yeah, and also
the whole
like,
thing is just a mess.
Also, like, そのやっぱりポリ、その政治家の人たちの一人一人の自分の見せ方っていうものもそもそもうまくないじゃん。だから要はみんなに自分がやってることをちゃんと理解されなくちゃいけないし、みんなに応援してもらわなくちゃいけないし、選んでもらわなきゃいけないわけなのに、なんかみんな、アメリカとかだともう本当にだから PR 合戦じゃん、選挙なんてまさに、
yeah.
でも日本だと、あの今日ちょうどあの辻元清美さんっていうんだっけ、あの政治家の女の人が、あのネットですごい誹謗中傷されてる、全然嘘のこととかも、でそれをこうな、こんな言われっぱなしになってますけどみたいなインタビューの記事があったので、それ今日読んでたんだけど、やっぱりあの多分彼女個人だけじゃなくて、これは日本の政治家ほとんどに言えることなんじゃないかと思うんだけど、あのそういう誹謗中傷とかに対しても結局インタビュアーの人はもったいないですよねって言ってるわけよ。なんか嘘の情報ですごいみんなに嫌われてたり怒られたりしてるから、それを彼女はなんかどうしたらいいんですかねみたいな感じなの。 It's like, come on, get your shit together. Like, you're losing. I mean, it's really もったいない if you're trying to do something good, but then,
well, think about the history of politics in Japan and how dominant
Zamindo
has really been.
そうね。 I mean,まあ、海外の人から言わせるとよく独裁って言われるから。
Since the beginning、yeah. they've just been running shit、
yeah.
and in, for brief moments of time we'll have a competitor、as prime minister, but、
right.
then they're gone in like months、
yeah.
in like months they're gone, it's、
yeah.
right back to 自民党、
yeah. 自信もあ
ったしね。 Is this really Yeah, it takes a natural disaster that almost like destroys everything to、
right.
in order to,
yeah, really
to get any change of leadership. But you have, you know, this has been the same since before we existed.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could just say like, oh, well, you know, Zamindo has been the right choice every time. Well, you could say that, but, you know.
まあ、チョイスがないからね。チョイスがない、ないし、まあ、だから変な話、このでやっぱりこう大きいところにしておけば何かあった時に、あほらやっぱりあっちにしておけばよかったってならないじゃん。でこれはまさに広告業界とかにも言えることで、つまりその電通とか博報堂がもうずっとトップ、電通なんてもう世界一とかでしょ、
yeah.
でいられるっていうのは結局どの企業もやっぱ他のところに頼むと何かあった時に自分が責任取らなくちゃいけないし、まあ、とりあえず電通に任せとけば、まあ、 全ていいっていうわけじゃないけど、まあまあまあみたいな。それが全く同じことじゃん。まあまあ、なんか自民党嫌いなんだけど、民主党もなんかな、ちょっと頼りないし、自民党にしとくかみたいな。
risk aversion.
そうそうそう。
And risk aversion combined with, this time pressure of a snap election. Well,
そう。でなんか、
gee, I wonder what's gonna happen.
このなんかさ、この中から選ばされる身にもなれみたいな。You know what I mean? Like,じゃあだって自民党もやんで民主党もやんで、でなんか維新の会とかさ、いろいろ新しいのもあるけど、なんか it's really sketchy, like, and like I don't really know what they're doing, and I saw that the fight thing that was so stupid.
Which fight thing?
That the mayor of Osaka.
Ah, Saito Kai.
Yeah. とかさ、なんか it's like really, so you know what?What am I gonna do? Like, am I gonna?
I think all the young people are just waiting for them to die off.
ね、なんか、
It'll just take like another 20, 30 years. That's probably the fastest way.
Yeah. Yeah, でも、でも若い政治家も結局世襲制だしさ、結局お父さんもおじいちゃんも政治家でしたみたいな。でお父さんとおじいちゃんに習った政治を自分がやるわけだからさ、結局変わらないんだよね、ずっと同じ。だからその若いんだけど、若いんだよ、若いけど若いことがメリットになってないんだもん。ただ年が若いだけで、中身はおじいちゃんたちと一緒だから、 It's like、okay, so you guys are like from rich families, you guys don't really know what's going on, likeYou know, and you went to KO, whatever, and maybe spent like a year in the States.
Yeah, but yeah, one of the main, just, you know, to do all that and to have any success as a politician, you know, I really have to wonder how dirty do your hands have to get?
Yeah.
If you want to be a politician and be relevant, be successful as a politician, how dirty do your hands have to get?
Yeah.
I think they have to get pretty dirty. At that point, you know, who does that mean that systematically our options are just limited to just garbage people? It does seem like they're all sort of caught up in some scandals and
No, I mean, like, if you look into it, 例えばその Facebook とかもそうだけど、こう若い政治家の人で本当にすごい志があっていいこと言ってる人もいっぱいいるわけよね。ただそこ、それと昔からいるおじいちゃんたちとかで対立させられると、まあさ、高齢化社会だから、そんな若いすごいなんかイノベーティブっぽいこと言ってる人には票が入らないわけじゃんとかってなってくると、 I don't know, it's like, I don't know. だから本当にそれこそさっきの話も似てるけど、本当に志があって日本を変えたいと思ってて、頭がいい政治家がいるとしたら、その人は埋もれちゃっててもったいないよね。
Yeah, we don't want evil people to run things.
No, but possibly everyone is.
Definitely most are.
しかもイケてるイメージもないじゃん。なんか it's like, なんか are they like, do you want to become a politician in Japan? Like, is it cool? Like, would kids look up to them and be like, oh, I want to be like that one day? You know.No, so I don't know. It's really. しかも今週末雪降るかもしれないんだよ。さらに、あの投票率が下がりそうですねって爆笑問題のラジオで言ってた。
Yeah.
So
I hope it snows.
It's on 14th, right?
Sunday.
Yeah. I would go, but.Probably just like hakushi.
You don't seem that excited.
I'm really not.
You're about to change the world. You're about to change the course of
this
country.
And I've been seeing a lot of posts, like election-related posts on Facebook, and I see like older people, you know, just as you said, like, you know, victim blaming, like blaming younger people, like, oh, you know, if you don't vote, then...なんか you're not interested, you don't get to complain about it, da da da. But I guess that's irrelevant. I mean, I don't know.
Which hand is this clip in right now?
Left. To me, I mean. You just dropped it.
Yeah, it's in neither hand. That's what's going on right now. Not represented.
Yeah, そうね。Yeah. まあ、アメリカも言われてるじゃん。その結局どっちになっても、あの、サポートしてる会社は同じだし、みたいな。
Yeah.
日本はそれもないというか、なんていうの。一個しかないからさ。
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. It's so strange. Really strange.
Yep. That's it, yeah.
Yeah. 長いね、今日。まあ、選挙あるしね。
Mm. Last week もそうだ。
Yeah. 引き続き Twitter、Facebook、Instagram お願いします。あ、あとマミ、本のやつね、もう終わったんだよ、仕事は。
Yeah.
なんか、疲れ。初めにとか終わりにとかあるじゃん。あれをもう書き終わって、写真とかも、mm. 中にちょっとだけ写真とかが入るんだけど、それも、あの、チェックして。終わりま250円だって超安くない多分電子書籍って
普通るんだっけ
クリスマス、oh, 25日、right. あの普通電子書籍って600円とか700円とからしいんだけど、
mm.
250円っていう激安にしてくれた。なので興味ある人は25日に Amazon とかコボ楽天コボとか、
huh.
iBooks とか
コボ
うんブックライブとかなんかそういう系のサイトだったらどこにでもあるらしいので、はい、そう楽天コボ知らない
Nope
なんか Kindle みたいなやつ that、楽天 came out and I don't think it's like doing so well but yeah still you can buy my book there
nice
so yeah yeah、なんか言うことある他に
also transcripts
あいやそう文字起こしのテキストをアプリで購入できますのでそれもよろしくお願いします、yeah. それも激安だよね普通の会は100円だもんね、
yep.
で大量のテキストだからよろしくお願いします、yeah.
Today's kind of long so it might be 明後日
OK、
まあ、
OK
明日かもしれないけど
OK まあどっちかだね、
yep.
OK 終わり
以上です
バイ
バイ